In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, I would like to read you a poem which the author wrote without any intention of it being used in a sermon, but which nevertheless serves very well for the first Sunday of Advent. The title is At Daybreak. I listen for him through the rain, and in the dusk of starless hours, I know that he will come again, loath was he ever to forsake me. He comes with glimmering of flowers and stir of music to awake me. Spirit of purity he stands, as once he lived in charm and grace. I may not hold him with my hands, nor bid him stay to heal my sorrow. Only his fair and shadowed face abides with me until tomorrow. If you go into a medieval Gothic cathedral, one which has its stained glass windows intact, you will notice that there is a progression in the scenes depicted there. On the north side, to the left of the high altar, the scenes are generally those of the Old Testament: Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel, Noah, Moses, Abraham, Melchizedek, the prophets. They are in chronological order. The scenes on the south side, to the right of the high altar, are generally of the New Testament and are in chronological order too. It is above the high altar, facing eastwards, that we find the dividing point between the old and the new. The reason why churches face east, and all churches did face eastwards until recent legislation allowed otherwise, the reason why is symbolic and beautiful, for it is eastwards that we must face to see the dawn. It is eastwards that we face to greet the rising sun. There is nothing more sublime than to see a priest elevate the sacred host at the break of day, facing the rising sun pouring through the rose window, or any window, above the altar. To the north there is coldness and shadow, to the south the light of day. It is to the north that the priest or deacon proclaims the gospel, the good news to those who have faith in a saviour, but do not yet know him. It is to the south that he encourages those illumined by charity with the epistles. But it is to the east that we find our hope, hope for daybreak. The poem recited above is by Siegfried Sassoon and recounts the agonizing wait for dawn in the cold, wet, fearful vigils in the trenches of the First World War. The vigil is full of hope for the dawn, for warmth, for light. In this time of Advent too, Holy Mother the Church reminds us of the hope of the patriarchs and prophets, for it is salutary. Just as they waited faithfully in readiness in hope for the Messiah, we too should do the same. There are three Advents of our Blessed Lord, my dear faithful. You know them, I'm sure. The first Advent is the Advent of the second person of the Blessed Trinity in the world. He became man so that man might become God, as St. Augustine says. He became man to enact the object of redemption. He became man so that we could love him with his own love. The second Advent is the coming of Christ at the end of time, the time of the general judgment, the time of the Dies Irae. The third Advent is the Advent of Christ in our souls through grace. So let us, my dear faithful, look to the liturgy of Advent to understand the Church's yearning for her bridegroom. The liturgical texts, the introits, collects, post-communions and antiphons of Lourdes and Vespers are among the most beautiful of the liturgical year. Brothers, says St. Paul, the hour has now come for us to awake from slumber, for our salvation is closer than we have believed. Romans chapter 13, verse 11. Let us make this Advent an Advent in the spirit of the Church. Please do not be sidetracked and be fuddled by the stifling commercialism and revelry of the world, or the panic that besets the world at this present time. Particularly, let us not be distracted before the Mass of the Christ Child. Make this Advent a vigil, watching for he who is most beautiful, most lovable, and he who loves us best. Make this Christmas to come a time of sunlight bursting through the stained glass windows of our souls, not for the first time for most of us, but with a greater intensity, so that flooded with divine light and warmth, we may ever grow in the likeness of him to whom we wish to be united for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.